Welcome to another audio edition of Crunch Time, the fun and personal interview that has the perfect accompaniment to the sociable side of the global BIM crew right here on BIMCrunch.com. Now, the person in the hot seat today needs no introduction, but I'm still going to give him one. He is the CEO of Space Group, the creative mind behind the likes of BIM Store, BIM Technologies, BIM Show Live, and also BIMCrunch.com. So, Rob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jack.
So, Mr. Charlton, right, before we dive into getting to know a little bit about you on a personal level, let's talk about the professional side. Now, BIM Show Live's back this year, returning to Manchester Central on April the 8th, concluding the following day. After last year's success in Manchester, was it always your intention to go back and definitely do it again?
As a northerner, we're always going to go back to Manchester. It's always a place we want to go. We had some challenges making sure we get the availability of the venue, but yeah, we're very keen to keep in Manchester, and it was such a success, it'd be crazy to go anywhere else, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. So what was it about Manchester that you felt was better than London?
I think there's a real buzz about the place. I don't think it was better than London necessarily, it was just the venue was perfect for us, because there's lots of space, and it's a really cool place to be out at night, and the bars were great, and we got a real great buzz about the whole event last year. So yeah, it was good. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Exactly, and you've got to think of a good place to compliment the BIM beers as well, so...
Indeed.
Of course. Now, in addition to providing a platform for the present in BIM to share their ideas and become engaged with others, you're also passionate about providing a platform for the future as well. Now, towards the end of last year, you talked about future members of the construction industry as part of a Think BIM event in Hull. Most people now seem to be aware that they need to implement BIM into their workflow, yet they're not necessarily sure how to make it happen. How important is it for you about promoting the fact that there is a skills deficit and something needs to be done about it?
It's huge, because at the minute we've been focusing on existing people and hoping that they can change their thinking and support and upskill them. But if we're going to solve a long-term problem, we've got to support people at the start of their careers. So the more that we support coming into the industry about doing things in a digital world, we're solving a long-term challenge. So it's big for us. This year at BIM Show Live, we're going to have a full day before the main event to be totally focused on skills and how we actually address this problem. So we're going to stop talking about it. We're actually going to hopefully start doing something about it.
Nice. Well, 2016 is definitely on its way, so we need to do something fast. Speaking of fast, it's time for the main part of Crunch Time. Rob, are you nervous in any way? You look pretty cool.
Not in the slightest.
Not in the slightest. You're going to handle this. 2 minutes, quick fire questions. Rob, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. It's Crunch Time. As a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Really sad, but I knew from the age of 4 I wanted to be an architect. Probably, I would say, my greatest achievement is knowing, and greatest gift is knowing what I want to be from the age of 4. So yes, an architect, I'm afraid. How boring.
Not really. I knew I wanted to be a journalist quite a while, and then when Michael Jackson died, that did it for me, which is really random. But anyway, moving on. What is your biggest phobia?
Simple. Snakes. As simple as that, it's just snakes. I'm terrified of them.
So you wouldn't be on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, then?
Definitely not.
No.
No way. Now, who is your role model?
Good question. Who is my role model? I mean, there's lots of people that I really admire. Strangely enough, someone like Bobby Robson, who managed to go through life without anybody that I've come across saying a bad word about the guy. So, yeah, probably Bobby Robson for me is a real star.
Yeah, fantastic choice. Now, what are your main ambitions in life?
That's a very good question. Main ambitions, there's lots of ambitions, but I'm keen to be happy, keen to support lots of people around me to achieve their full potential. I want my family to be supported and achieve their full potential. So they're my main ambitions, yeah, and enjoy what I do.
Exactly. What's your least favourite trait in a person?
Least favourite trait in a person? Arrogance probably is a one that I'm not keen on.
Arrogance? You don't like arrogant people. If anyone's arrogant in the UK BIM crew, no. Name the two objects you would take with you on a desert island and why.
A drawing pad and pencil.
Nice. If you could be reincarnated as any animal, what would you be and why?
I think a sheepdog. Do you think sheepdogs are cool and they're clever?
Collie called Rob. Which actor / actress, well, you're not an actress, you could pick one, would you like to play yourself in a film of your life? Time's up, but we'll finish the question. And I've started, so I'll finish.
Favourite actor? Michael Caine was pretty cool.
Yep, legend right there. From one legend to another. Rob, thank you very much. Now, make sure you stay tuned. The next edition of Crunch Time will be hitting BIM Crunch in 2 weeks' time. So until then, see you then.